nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight is the joint meeting with the fire board. Before the fire board starts, city council needs to take a little item into consideration. Andy's not here tonight. He wanted me, or him and Clint talked about it and appointed me mayor pro tem. I need the rest of the council members to vote on that at this time.
So move. So move.
I'll second.
Third. You're here.
That sounds like the motion is carried. At this time, we will call the township fire board forward, and I'll start with their meeting. You should have in a packet, I'm guessing you received the minutes from the last two meetings. Do you need them read tonight, or can we just approve them as such?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the past two meetings.
Have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Sarah had you all signing in, I assume everybody from the, that's on the fire board have signed in, your name and representative, okay? So we can move forward, on the run report, or, yeah, the run report.
But we've got a good look at the budget quick.
No, I got the wrong one. There we go, the budget.
Yeah, so attached in the packet is the budget through June 30th, so it's exactly 50% of the year. Just wanted to point out two quick things here. The expenses are like 41% of the budget, they're not 50, so that means it's under budget a little bit. And I do want to point out that the first half tax levy did come in, so that you see that included in this budget report. Sorry, I thought I had it on the screen. That's even worse. And there we go. So the first half tax levy was a little over $63,000. Now, Mike, do you have anything to add? I guess the budget looks good.
No, we're doing pretty good for budgets. I don't have budget tight, so I just can't have any unforeseen things come up other than budget-wise. I know we're a little heavy on the uniforms that's turnout gear for new guys, and we knew that was coming, and some of that has come back to the grant side. So it looks like we're all over budget on that for the year. Uniform allowance. I came back in on the grant side. Any questions over the budget?
So has there been a reduction in calls? The part-time has no year-to-date. Has there been a reduction in calls?
I get paid once a year, and it's, the fire department gets their payroll check once a year.
Oh, all right.
So it's in November.
That would make sense. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Now,
Do we need to approve the budget, or just jump to the run report?
Jump the run vote.
Okay.
Yeah. The 2027 budget, will begin working on that next month. Yep, that's all I have.
Chief, the run report?
Pretty typical. We have 28 so far this month. Their runs are pretty typical for us, for volume wise. No outstanding there. We had a few grass fires earlier this spring, but that's not really out of line.
Right.
Okay. levels of capital reserve.
Get that up here.
So the capital reserve?
Is right now about $306,000. The rural fire fund, about $31,000. And I can, when we're done with this next item, we can maybe talk about what that, that level will look like here shortly, so.
Are there any questions on our capital reserve? And if not, the next item is the air packs.
Okay, air packs were, we ordered new air packs actually this morning. We got them ordered. It was about $14,000 less than the bid I gave you. What do you think, down a bit?
$14,000 less than the bid you gave us?
Yeah, we're going to lease the DOT bottles. They're about $2,000 a piece to buy. There's seven of them. And we can lease all seven for $150 a year. So it's kind of a no-brainer, but we're ready to go on that. Otherwise, that's going to be about $225, I believe.
Okay.
Out of the capital expenditures, we think we were at $236, I think. And that bill will come due probably November.
Okay. So then with that dollar amount out of the capital reserves, and then the second half tax levy coming in December, that fund will probably have, I got to add 14 now on this number I wrote down, it'll probably have about $152,000 in that reserve fund on January.
Now, we mentioned it a little bit when you ordered those air packs, but the capital reserve fund is usually used for buying trucks and...
I think city policy is anything over $5,000 is supposed to be...
Out of the capital?
Out of capital.
Yeah,
fund.
Okay.
If it's one particular item, it's going to be depreciated, I believe, that's how it comes out of that fund.
It just brings that fund down substantially.
Yeah, we are sitting pretty good for trucks right now. I mean, the truck that possibly needs our second tanker, which doesn't roll very often, and I have a hard time justifying $300,000 for a truck that rolls to 2-3 pulls a year. We have mutual aid coming anyway with tankers. It's just hard justification for me to spend that.
Okay. Are there any other questions for the chief or any of us? If that, the next meeting is scheduled for February 8th, 2027. And then, is there any other business? Kurt.
Thank you, Mayor. Pro Town.
Yeah.
Kurt Anderson, Leroy Township. Once again, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you about our fire coverage. As those of you who were here at the June meeting may recall, Leroy Township approached the fire board and city council to request an expansion of their coverage district into Leroy Township to help us with some budget issues that we're having with one of our other providers. As is often the case in negotiations, you know, you shoot for the stars and then you perhaps have to negotiate back down to what is going to be more realistic or palatable or even doable. There were a number of concerns expressed about response times because of the large coverage area that fire department is already undertaking and providing adequate coverage to residents in Leroy Township and the affected areas if the decision is made to increase coverage for us. At this time, and then also in the conversation, the discussion revolved around perhaps approaching that in the next contract year, 2027. So a little bit of background, the affected area that we're talking about is currently covered by Madison Lake Fire Department. We have a new contract with them that was put together with no input whatsoever from the townships. It was basically an ultimatum that was delivered to us. It's quite punitive in nature. And so leaving all of that aside, I understand the concerns about response times, providing adequate coverage and things of that nature. We're just simply looking for any help that we can get. One of the issues that we're having with the new contract, which will go into effect January 1st, 2027 with the Madison Lake Fire Department, is they put a two-year limit on reevaluations of the terms of the contract. So once this thing goes into effect January 1st, regardless of what happens in our township with fire coverage, etc., we're not going to have an opportunity to even revisit it until January of 2029. And so from that standpoint, we would respectfully request that the City Council and the Fire Board approve an increase of our coverage area to just simply include the western half of Section 12 Leroy Township. If my research is correct, there is not a single residence in that half of section. There's nobody living there. And you're already covering the eastern half of that section. We don't believe that it represents any kind of a serious threat to health, safety, or welfare to the residents of any of the coverage area by simply adding that half of section to the coverage area. We also realize that there's maybe some complications involved with the formulas for how the townships are paying for things, and we certainly don't want to interrupt that or disrupt that in any way. Leroy Township would be happy to have our attorney put together an addendum to the fire contract that simply allows you to add that half of section to the coverage area. We would pay additional over and above everything that we're paying already for that coverage in that half of section. So it'll affect none of the other townships or the city from that standpoint. And it will be in a step in the right direction to help us. The new formula that they've instituted divides the budget up into, or the responsibility for the budget up into three areas: assessed property value based on county valuations, the frequency of calls to the affected area, and then the total geographic area of coverage. There's some internal biases built into that typically favor the city of Madison Lake, and if we can just reduce our coverage area a little bit with them, it's going to help us with that formula. I probably don't need to go into the numbers for everybody, but just as a thumbnail example, we pay more to have one section of our township covered by Madison Lake than we do for eight sections with two other fire departments. It's almost 10 times the cost, and they're just not interested in having any kind of dialogue about it.
Kurt, I believe that the city of Madison Lake just received a federal grant for improving certain things around town. I know the storm sewers and stuff were one, but it made it sound like their fire station or equipment could also be upgraded. Is that true?
I can't speak with any level of expertise to how the grant money is going to be distributed. I know that the city of Madison Lake is pretty happy. They just received a $1,000 or $1 million gift. I'm sure in that grant that there are probably stipulations about what it can be used for and what it can't be used for. I know there's a lot of chatter on Facebook, of which I'm not a part of. I'm not a member of Facebook. I pay little or no attention to what goes on there. But there's a lot of gossip on there about, you know, fixing potholes and redoing streets and things of that nature with it. You know, the fact remains that the city of Madison Lake, the residents of Madison Lake, 1,250 people approximately, are consuming over 45% of the services of the fire department. One quarter of Leroy Township is covering 21% of the budget for that fire department. Our entire township only has 850 residents in it. We start breaking it down, we're spending a tremendous amount of money. And I know it's not just about money. It's about coverage, it's about protection, it's about expectations. And we wish that they were more accountable and willing to enter into reasonable dialogue with their other partners. But they've clearly demonstrated that that's not the case.
I'm not a fan of bringing up this one issue at any more meetings, I guess. But in that regard, if things have changed, we need to address it. How do the other council members feel?
I think it needs to be tabled until another time.
Would you encourage Luray Township to have their attorney put a draft together to review?
There's no harm in having a draft, something to look at, to consider.
Yeah.
Talk is easy enough to listen.
You mentioned it, a section we, off the top of our head, we can't recall it, where it is or anything. So a little more information if you would come forward with.
Sure.
So.
Perhaps the chief can submit to that.
I believe there is one residence there, or at least there's a farm site. I don't know if anybody lives on it or not. I guess I'd like to have their input on it also. 95% of that half a section is either farmland or like a slough area.
Yeah.
We're not going to have a lot of medicals in there. But I guess I'd like some input on that one homeowner. I like have a chat with them, see if it, what their thoughts are. I don't know if it needs to be at a meeting or not, but I think that's.
Let me try to.
Very responsible of you to bring it forward, Kurt. And I believe that the council should investigate, maybe pursue, and then decide at a later time. But yeah, you're lacking information as far as location. Responsibility, a lot of different things that I applaud you for bringing it forward. That's a need within your jurisdiction, and I think that's the correct thing to do.
But
I would suggest that the council investigate more thoroughly.
So Kurt's talking about this half section right here. Right, Kurt?
I think that's the area you're already.
Yeah, we're already covering that.
The left half's like up here.
Yeah, and it's actually higher than that. If it's with your permission, I'll just step up here. You did a great job putting this together, Clinton.
Oh.
But the section line is actually right here.
Okay.
And so there's a residence here on the county highway. But once we start going up into that half section there, I don't believe there's a residence in there.
No, I think there is.
Pardon me?
How about
Doug's?
Doug's the damn one. They're in whatever section that is below it. They're in section
13.
Right here. No, your Dashner is there. With the, he's got the little bait store next to the dam.
That's not in it either.
Yeah, we can. Ask him.
As fire chief, I'd recommend that this is something we should look at. I don't want to give an opinion right now, but I think it's worth looking at. It's my opinion on this, that we should look.
Do you need a motion to pursue it, or are you just going to table it for further information?
I think at this time we're going to table it for further information. We need to inspect or figure out if there is a residence there, and we also need to know what you and your lawyer think you can afford for coverage for that.
If the council would permit, we'd like to be placed on the agenda for next month's council meeting, and we'll present that information at that time.
Do we need a motion for that?
No, that's your right to apply for on the agenda. That's your right to just pursue that without a motion from the council. Yep.
The only issue is that it will not be a meeting of the voting members of the fire board at that point.
It wouldn't have to be, because you're telling us it won't affect them. I mean, you're going to pick up whatever it costs on that section, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think it pertains to the base agreement. This is an addendum to the agreement with just your township.
Yes.
So if it doesn't affect everyone else, I'm not sure. He can check on the legal ramifications of that, but I would suggest you come to the next meeting and we'll pursue with the information available at that time.
Clinton, can you just give me a date for that?
Yeah, so we are now meeting the second and fourth Monday of the month. So the first, August 10, and then on August 24th, we'll have a meeting as well. So if you don't quite, you know, have the paperwork done by the time, you can meet on the 24th.
Is there any other business for the town or for the fire board? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn the fire board.
Second.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you, gentlemen, for your service to your local establishment. Someone needs to.
I can't figure out who to put my name down.
Oh, no. Yeah, but it should be fair.
See ya.
I'll probably drop this. So. Thank you.
Yep.
At this time, we need approval of our agenda.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Sarah, second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Okay, you have the copy of the July 13th minutes, and then you have the receivables and payables. I just want to point out the payables, everything is very routine. You will see some election costs in there for election training, election supplies, things like that. Got the primary coming up on August 11th, so everybody's getting trained and we're getting the equipment. Thanks to Sarah Jo.
I did have a question on expense. 101-492-00. It's professional.
Okay, say it again.
101-492-00. It's on page 5.
Yes, that line item is where we have to charge the nursing home rent because they are eligible for a state program. So when we charge them rent, there's going to be rent revenue on page 1. But this is the expense because it goes out as an expense. It gets sent to us. So it's a wash.
I'm not understanding where the expense side comes if we're charging them rent.
We we get billed by the state. So we have to write that check.
Okay.
And that check, we have the nursing home pay rent.
Okay.
How to do, nursing home board member.
Are there any other questions?
Yes. It's also because of pilot, right? Okay.
Motion to approve the consent agenda? Kyle, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Public forum. Public forum? Public forum. Move on to notices and communications.
Forgot to put it on your table. This is the magazine for the league. You can be mean, however you read it. You want to be mean, don't you?
I don't know that. There's some pinnacle ordinary normal humans cannot scale. Certain heights are not achievable.
Hey, I'm 5'7". Anybody can get my height.
It's a good pile.
All right. Jim, you're not on any committees, correct?
I have not been informed of any.
Okay. I was on Park Road and... we discussed hiring a firm that will assist our manager down there. She's having some trouble keeping up with all the HUD and HRA, and this firm specializes in that. So we're going to try that out for a little while and see how it goes. And she just continues to fall behind on the reports, so we have to do a better job somehow. Kyle?
Park Board, memory serves, is not meeting this month. Planning Commission, we are pushing by a week due to a variance request.
Yep, so it's this week, or next week, sorry. This week.
It was supposed to be this week. Got pushed 1 week later to the 5th.
Okay.
Pretty sure I got that email back that that's what we were doing.
Yeah, I'll double check.
So I'll be able to answer that question at the next meeting.
I was not at the nursing home meeting last time, but Mike informed me that the water main break will be being fixed sometime this week.
You get the state blessing that they're planning to go forward with it, so I believe James Brothers was a close bid.
And what was the deal with the inspection? The state had to inspect something?
They wanted an engineering design of how to replace the pipe.
Yeah. Take one out and put one in?
They didn't like that.
That does not sound like a government program.
And the EDA meets next week, so.
Kara or Sarah, was there anything from the EDA?
I don't remember.
I don't know if we met.
No, we meet next week. So we met.
Yeah. We haven't met since last
month. Oh boy, me and Ivan.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, that's the end of the council reports. Administrator.
Let's see, I gotta find it. Okay, so you have your cash balance report dated last Friday. And I think, as everyone knows, the golf course was voted best of Mankato with Mankato.
Yeah.
So there was an article in last week's journal We're supposed to be getting a certificate. Yeah, I've been at like week three and a half now of patiently waiting for it. But we are going to get it. We can put it on the wall out at the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't say Wanda's face. I didn't think they were very big.
Okay. Local government aid, the first half was received on July 20th, so a week ago today. So the other half will come in at the end of December. The small cities assistant aid, which is another state program where smaller communities get money to work on alleys and roads and whatnot. We did receive that first half also on July 20th.
Is that money targeted for anything at this time?
We basically put that into the street reserve, and then, you know, Joel's going to look at some alleys this summer and things like that, so maybe we can use it for that.
All right.
Yep. When did I go? I don't know. I'll just say a month ago. Dee, you were there.
It was a month ago, a couple weeks ago.
Wow, that's close.
I tried to come a little closer than that, but.
So, yes, Waseca County, they're putting together a group that can, it's called the Emergency Preparedness Coordination for help prepare for emergencies, respond, recover, things like that. It's a great program. Plans are, I believe, are they going to be every other month or something? The next meeting's going to be in October. So I attached the information that was a handout that we had at that first meeting. Looking forward to that. It's going to be good. And if you remember at our last council meeting, a gentleman in tonight's crowd spoke at the public forum about the condition of the railroad on Main Street. Representative Keith Allen actually called Canadian Pacific that week, and they called to set up a meeting. So, yeah,
I thought
pretty impressive.
Quick.
That's pretty impressive. So they did look underneath the railroad. They did some cleaning, and they made a couple repairs. So it's a lot better now. There may be more plans in the future, you know, for a better fix. But I just wanted to publicly thank Representative Allen for initiating that, making that phone call. I was pretty impressed.
I would like to see a thank you card sent to him.
Okay.
Maybe even a really nice one.
How about my email? You were really cool, Austin.
No.
Is that good enough?
Something tactile.
I already texted him.
Maybe with gold foil.
Spend the 30 cents for a stamp and send it.
When's the last time you mailed a letter?
Yeah.
He bought forever stamps a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And the only other item I do have, it's not on here tonight, but Paul Volgas called today talking about the National Night Out, and he was just wondering if anybody would like to help volunteer with the hot dogs. You can think about it and let me know. He's going to come in here on Friday so I can give him the...
What day?
It's Thursday, August 6th.
He's looking at handing out hot dogs on National Night Out.
Yep.
And he's looking at council members volunteering.
He's asked a number of times if we would all get involved and hand that hot dog for whatnot.
So yeah. You put your name in?
It'd be good to get some pressure.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope it's cooler.
Yes. We should get our mayor pro tem there too.
I don't know. It might be excommunicated.
Yeah, but I wanted
then.
To go.
How many members of the council can we have there before we have to put a notice out?
Three.
That's your illegal meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to be you three, because the other two are there for the fire department. So you'll be fun. You'll be safe.
The park is big enough. We're not going to talk to one another anyway. So.
Emergency preparedness. It looks like they're concentrating on disease. Nothing else. Is that correct?
No, there's some other.
In this, it says action that protect health, control disease spread, and support community needs during an incident. That is the first. And then it says outbreak investigation, health alerts, and vaccination medication. That sounds like it's only concentrating on disease and the spread thereof.
Yeah, there was a lot more that we talked about. And I'm not sure what you have in front of you.
Yeah, it's just a synopsis of the circle of how things are done, and I think that's very narrow-sighted if that's the concentration.
It absolutely is. Like, you will notice that this is Community Health Board Public Health Emergency Preparedness. This is only the public health.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there's other.
That's what I thought it was, a synopsis, but it isn't. Okay.
No, it's only the community health.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that.
The rest of it was, we had churches there, we had, we talked about fire and wind and tornadoes and all of it.
Thank you very much. I knew you would know.
And then the county hazmat plan is still alive. I think that's what he's talking about.
I'm sorry.
The hazard emergency, that's all still good.
The county just submitted our every 5-year hazard plan, and this is part of it, but not the whole of it. And so the purpose behind the meeting is so that we get our community partners in there, because of course, in small places like we have, these are not professional people that are all coming to the rescue. These are our friends and neighbors and our mutual aid folks that are coming in the door. And so we want to make sure that we know each other's faces, that we aren't just showing up at a church and saying, do this for us, and they've never met us and don't know how to do what we
I agree with you. Having a face and a name and a contact, if you have face-to-face, then you know that person. They recognize when you call. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and we need to, because we're going to, in the next few years here, have a lot of turnover in those spaces.
Always is.
We've got folks that are going to be retiring, and so we want to make sure
imagine
that we're meeting often enough to continue to know each other well.
Yep. Yeah, and it always is a big turnover, and the more chances you have to mingle and to, what do they call that? Network?
Network.
There you go. I even learned that word, didn't I? I might even know the meaning.
I know. It's on Google right now.
The Coalition in Minnesota Cities packet is in there, or the magazine. There are a couple of good meetings that one is may be of interest to the Park Board, another one may be of interest to the ADA. If it fits somebody's free time, so they could maybe get a little education or pick up ideas from other communities, it'd be good for us. Let's see, where are we? We are down to...
Motion to approve.
Oh, you're reading? You're reading.
We are down to the election of judges.
No, I'll motion to approve the administrative report.
Okay.
I'll second.
We have a motion and second to approve the administrator's report. Oh, department head report, Prairie Ridge.
A couple gentlemen are here tonight.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
What, gentlemen?
Well, yeah. Well, right.
Yeah.
But they qualify.
Mine's just tag team, is that right?
A tag team. Good for you. Thank you.
What's your wrestling?
Yeah.
Well, possible.
Well, you already mentioned the honor we got with the Mankato Free Press there, so that was really cool. Kind of unexpected, being a new guy coming in. Tried to give a lot of credit to Jacob, and I really want that to be up.
Absolutely.
That's what I hear being in the clubhouse. They come in and say how beautiful the course is, how him and his staff takes care of it out there, so they get a lot of that recognition, I think.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the same thing. I wanted to recognize the whole team out there, everyone working outside, everyone working inside. Not just Kevin and I think everyone's there working hard and contributing, and got a pretty high standard, and it's being recognized. So
on top of that, during COVID, we had a lot of families, a lot of children, a lot of singles come out, and because of the acceptance, because of the quality, and because of the openness of the clubhouse, the community, they stayed.
Yeah.
Which is quite impressive.
Yeah.
Because they came to have an alternative to everything else that's going on, and they stayed. That's a big tribute to your group of people and the people that use that facility, because then they welcomed them and made it comfortable. So I think it's a community award as much as that's what you were saying.
Yep, absolutely. Proud of the reputation we've developed. So.
You have some projects going on out there, or you're looking at some?
Yeah, we can go there. Our rain shelter project is underway, headed up by the Janesville Area Golf Association. Structure is framed, roof is on. Next phase of the project is pouring the concrete slab. Hoping that's getting finished here pretty soon. And we'll have to do some final grading and seed, but it's moving along, and it's looking good.
So the projects we have, kind of we're sitting the phase of the summer now where it's almost a tournament every weekend. We started with the Big Cup last weekend. We have another one coming up. I think there's one weekend in August, now tournament, one in September. We even got just booked one in October the other day, tournament too. So we're kind of hitting that stride of quite a few of those things coming up. So the course is going to be pretty busy in the next couple months here yet in fall.
Yes. Some of you may be wondering about the clubhouse siding project that we budgeted for. Still gathering bids on this project. I was quite surprised as how difficult it's been to get some bids. I tried to only ask local companies right here in Janesville. I've asked maybe five, and I've heard back from one, so I may need to broaden that request and try to get you guys two at least. So still working on that and watching the budget and seeing if we can still make it fit and everything like that. So still researching that. Just looking at some equipment for next year potentially. Our current fairway mower and our current greens mower are quite aged. I believe our fairway mower's at about 3,000 hours right now, which is quite a bit for a machine that's so important to us. I believe our greens mower is at like 2,200 hours. Again, that's probably the most important piece of equipment we have. So we are getting bids and gathering information in that regard, and we'll start working the budget out for next season and see how that all works out.
How old are those machines? It seems like you've bought them since I've been on the board.
Yeah. I want to say 2013. We've been running those two machines.
You bought some kind of mower since I've been here.
Yes. And maybe I sound like a broken record. I'm definitely the guy that's going to have to ask for purchases, but unfortunately, we've neglected that, I think, in previous years, and, it's a constant cycle.
It is.
So this won't be the last time I mention that. I don't want to surprise you guys with something of that size.
Feel free to bring it up. I mean, one thing we can say is no.
And, I requested with Clinton that we sit down and review our five-year plan and make a fresh plan and just get that all out in front of you guys so you know about it and you're not surprised. So.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
And congratulations.
Thanks.
Next, now we're at the election judges.
Yeah, so resolution number 22 here names the election judges for the August 11th primary. Thanks. And before the election, we need to adopt a resolution hiring the judges.
Yeah. Would somebody like to make the motion to
move?
Okay, I'll second.
We have a motion and Sarah seconds it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. various contributions.
Yeah, so within the last couple months here, we have received some contributions and donations to the fire department, police department, golf course, and the music in the park. So as you know, when we get these, we need to accept them by a resolution.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Sarah is first and Kyle is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's see, now we're down to the review of the general budget.
Okay, so we're going to look at two budgets tonight. We're going to look at what we basically call the city hall budget. This is the budget that has different insurance line items, building and repair, office equipment, operating supplies, basically for this building. It did go up a little bit from last year, but that's mainly due to the insurance increases that we put in, which we obviously know what the insurance will be, you know, in November. So I'm predicting that those numbers will go down. So this budget's actually in pretty good shape. Any questions?
Well, we're showing a 16.5% increase, but I'm not seeing anything other than the insurance that really goes up. I guess there is a couple items there.
Down here, dues and subscriptions.
Yeah, telephone and postage.
Yes, we're paying into the new GIS system, which includes all of our utilities and everything. Holden May did the training for us. So there's going to be an additional cost for that this year.
You said that's the utility system?
Well, the street, utility, sidewalk, fire hydrants, everything. Yep.
Is that just the payment for this year? And then training for this year?
Well, this is...
That will be next year as well, too.
It's not $43,000 for that, because we have other subscriptions and dues.
Right.
So the street sidewalk portion comes out of this budget, water comes out of water, sewer comes out of sewer.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And really other than that, you know, I could point out the insurance, electric went up a little bit, the utility bill. And we bumped up budget for cell phones because cell phones just keep getting more expensive.
Does everybody have Verizon, or do you have different carriers for everybody?
We have Verizon here. The city phones are Verizon.
Have you looked at any of the other carriers just to see if anything...
I haven't really, because we're with it's called the Public Safety Government Plan with Verizon.
Yeah.
And the phones are... I did say they're getting more expensive, but they are not retail.
Yeah, I get
a discount. And for like $40 a month, it's unlimited data.
Yeah.
That's
right. I gotcha.
Yeah.
You said no city cleanup, or are you thinking?
I was going to point that out in this budget, and I believe in the 2026 budget, we did not put this annual spring cleanup in the budget.
Didn't we go way over it last year anyway?
I think we did. It's averaged about $4,500 the last three or four times we did it.
Well, they were quoting us at over six for 26.
Yeah.
So.
Because we paid that whole thing. We didn't have the residents pay anything.
No.
I think if we do it again, maybe we should make a charge.
Well, we charge for like the electronics because that is an additional cost.
Right.
We bring them out to the, but your regular stuff.
But the regular stuff,
like
charge.
His Nerf guns and stuff, it doesn't cost.
Okay.
Have you noticed last year's budget went down 8% or almost 10%? So if you got from the actual from 25 and you go to you adopt the 26, you're down $15,000. So now you're putting some of that back in, is what it looks like. So if you balance that out, it's probably only a 8% from let's see, what's that, 9,000 on 152 or 153, it'll be 8-9% from the actual, from 25. So we need to look back 2 years. 25 to 26 was a big reduction, and now you're putting some of that back in. So the 16.5 is, it looks worse than what it actually is. If you look at the history of the budget,
the dollar amount.
Yeah.
And then the other budget is called accounting. That basically covers a few employees here at City Hall. And it also covers the cost for the annual city audit, the cost for the city attorney, the city engineer, you know, things like that. So we put that in here. You'll see that's a 5% increase from last year. So that's been really good shape.
Last year only you increased $2,000 on your adopted. Why would it jump $14,000?
I added some more for auditing services.
And it's realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It just seemed like a big jump.
Yeah. You know why I was being so mean to me tonight?
Because you're you.
I whooped this button in Texas Hold'em on Saturday.
In the margins,
I can see the pain still there.
It gets tension.
And
yeah, go ahead.
In the margins, you've got increases of 20 and 10% in there. Is that not? I thought we had gone to 3% across the board on.
The wages are 3.5%. This 10% you see is health insurance.
Okay. All right. Looking for a motion to approve the...
Motion to approve resolution 2026-24.
Okay, let me explain this quick.
That's the next one.
Oh, whoops, sorry.
So this
you're a little ahead of yourself.
I'm trying to just get through.
We're at the general fund budget.
Sorry, motion to approve the budget.
Well, we'll do that in September.
Whatever you need, I motion it.
Well, we don't need a motion tonight.
There you go, motion for nothing.
Simmer down.
Now we're at 26-24.
Yes. So our assessment policy that we have for street projects, street and utility projects, over the years, the assessment, the affected property owners were assessed 30% for the cost of water, sanitary, and street. The storm sewer, there was no assessment with the storm sewer because the town was cut in half, if you remember that. Half the town paid, whichever. But we changed the storm sewer funding a few years back, so we need to update the assessment policy where this new policy states the same as water and sewer, that we're going to assess 30% of the cost, and then each of the affected properties will have the same dollar amount. So everything in yellow would be the recommended changes.
And this is only affecting storm sewer?
Only storm sewer, correct.
Questions?
I told my dog I'd be home at 8. What? I told my dog I'd be home at 8.
I'll make a motion.
Sarah makes a motion. Is there a second? Yeah. I'll second it. All in favor, say aye.
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 I don't have anything else tonight.
All right. I had two things. Before we close out, I want to thank you all for letting me fumble through this tonight. And for those listening at home, you have until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to file for...
Five.
To file for public office. There's openings on the council and the mayor. Motion to adjourn. Jim?
Yes, I move.
We know you move, but do you...
Not well, or,
yeah.
or quickly.
Second?
Second.
Sarah seconds again. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
At?
It's 8:54.
Seven.
I'll put 7:54 on the...
You should put 7:54.